Well, Barry, John Deere has a bunch of media here in Sarasota, Florida. Give us a preview of what it is we're going to see from John Deere that's new.
Well, we've just introduced a new series of utility tractors. In fact, this is so significant for us this year. We're calling it the year of the utility tractor. We've got a new 5-series tractor. These tractors range in horsepower from 40 to 140 horsepower, all the way up to a new 6-series tractor. So between the two of them, they can go all the way up to 140 horsepower. They have new name and numbering on them. If you look at the 5-series tractor, the first number tells you the series it is. And then if you look at the number behind, if it's 045, for example, so a 5045 tractor would be 45 engine horsepower. So we're going to launch officially all of these tractors here and give the media a chance to ride and drive and get some stick time with all these machines.
So hopefully we've got like a wide area for these, because these are media people we're talking about here, and nothing they might accidentally bump into, right?
No, actually, there's plenty of wide open spaces. We come here year after year to train our dealer sales personnel so they understand all the features of the new tractors. But it'll be a chance for the ag media in particular to drive some of the smaller tractors and even some of the utility vehicles, the Gators that we have out here too.
So we're calling this the Drive Green event.
Right, we're going to kick off what we call a Drive Green Tractor Show. When everybody goes to the field, we have this large truck that's already been skinned, and it has tractors on the outside, almost like a rolling billboard, and then it will be taking these small tractors, these utility tractors, throughout the Southeast United States. We'll have a website set up, so if customers out there actually want to ride and drive John Deere tractors, this will be an opportunity at these different locations to try these new tractors out.
And I've got to ask, I know we're talking about, you said utility tractors, but is there an element of getting precision application into these machines as well?
Actually, you could put some precision on the larger ones, but normally these type of tractors are being used more for loader work, for mowing. Guidance isn't as critical. They're not production agriculture type machines. They're more workhorses around the barnyard or on the ranch or things like that. But we've got an economy precision package now for only $1,400. And with that, you get a satellite receiver and you get a light bar. You still have to steer according to the light bar, but it would make you more efficient, say you're even mowing out there in the field.
Well, we were thinking it might be kind of nice to have auto steer and RTK to, and then just turn it on and let it go do your yard for you.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know if you'd want to pay the amount of money to set up an RTK tower. But you're exactly right. On the production side, that is a fast-growing business now, because our dealers are busy setting up towers so that customers can share these towers, because they have like a 10-mile range. So you're going to see that going on throughout the countryside.
Well, anything else about the event? And you know, we're going to kick this off and have some presentations tomorrow morning. Anything else people should know about what's new from John Deere right now?
Well, tomorrow we'll have some executives give just a general overview of the whole market, because it is a growing market, this what we call rural lifestyle or large property owner market, people that move out to the country. Also, we're going to have P. Allen Smith, who has his own PBS gardening show, and he's going to talk about this same market from his perspective, just to give our editors here a different perspective on all that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Barry Nelson with John Deere, talking about this Drive Green and new tractor launch we've got going on here in Sarasota, Florida. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.